for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from Sex and Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2018 Midwinter Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Monday morning, December the 31st, 2018, Randy Ritchie is the speaker of the morning, teaching on Moving Forward in the Love of God.
Are you born again?
Yes, sir.
Is the Holy One of Israel within you?
Yes, sir.
You also are a mighty weapon of war. So I ask you to read this. It's a prayer. Some pages. Please read it. All who will agree, please.
Yahweh, my Father in heaven, thank you for being our Abba, our Daddy. You are holy, pure, just, righteous, and awesome.
Yeah.
You are El Shaddai. You are Almighty God. Thank you, Jesus, for being our Savior and Deliverer. You, Jesus, are Lord of all. I confess that we all have sinned, but as born again sons and daughters, we have been given the righteousness of God in you, Christ Jesus. Your name is the name above all names, and in your name, under your authority, I bind the strong man over myself and everyone here. I bind my mind and my heart binding spirits in Jesus' name. I bind deaf and dumb spirits in Jesus' name. I ask you, Father, to send the warring angels into the heavenlies and bind the cutoff, Apollo, Baal, Asherah, Jezebel, and her daughters, goddesses, and all fallen angels who would oppose this work. I repent of any pride against us and ask that you cut off Leviathan and all sons of pride. I ask this in Jesus' name. I bind all like spirits here in this atmosphere, as well as all witchcraft, sorcery, hexes, vexes, charms, and all reformed ritual performed against this work in Jesus' name. I break the power of all visualization and every soulless prayer released against anyone here today and their families and all that pertains to them. And Lord, I ask you to bless anyone who has committed those sins against God's people with godly sorrow that leads us to repentance in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for the anointing that destroys yokes. And I thank you, Jesus, that you became manifest here on earth to destroy the works of the devil. And I bind and forbid all false coverings and apply the blood of Jesus to every person here, especially to any wounds that are yet to be healed. Yet let Yahweh arise and the enemy be scattered as civil war is loosed in the demonic camp. And Lord, I surrender this ministry to you and invite you, Lord Jesus, to get yourself some glory. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, sister. If you agree that God shall arise and the enemy be scattered and the enemy is bound, if you agree with those words, please say amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. We didn't even know what I was going to minister on today. There's lots of things we can go, lots of directions we can go. But how many know the Holy Spirit always knows?
Yes, He does.
Huh? And I had with me, and listen, let me just tell you something. We got to be a big, there's nothing wrong with just cracking the Bible open and talking. See what He brings forth. Because everything we minister has to be based on that Word.
That's right.
And without His Word, we're a ship at sea, adrift. The Word of God is your plumb line. But one of the options was love. And even as we were worshiping, the Lord spoke to me. He said, love is a principle. It's a principle. Now, wisdom is a principle thing. Let me tell you something. Faith works by love. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. To come to God, you must know that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. Do you know that when you fail and you sin, but you run to Him, it's an act of faith? It's an act of faith. Why? Is there a reward for repentance? Oh, Lord, it's called cleansing. Oh, my. Let me tell you something. All the silver and all the gold, compare not to the blood of Jesus. His cleansing blood. There are rewards for salvation. First of all, as the old preacher man said, the number one reason I got saved is I didn't want to go to hell. Oh, that's a good one. Huh? It should be your number one reason. Salvation, true salvation and true conversion happens when a person says, oh God, I am a wreck. I'm a mess. I'm a sinner. I don't care how much your life looks good. Let me tell you something. Some of you that are struggling, some of you that are fighting, some of you that came here to get depression lifted off, that came here to seeking what God has for you, but you've been struggling mighty, are in much better shape than somebody that seems to have everything their need met, and they're overflowing with things, and they can travel across the world, and they can have all the fun, and do all those things, and they're going to bust hell wide open. So be thankful where you are. Because God's got you. And He's pulling you out. And all those rough spots are getting shined up. They're getting shined up. And every time you choose to forgive, you get a little brighter. And every time you choose to relieve, you get release judgment on somebody. Let it go, that unholy judgment. You get a little brighter. Amen. Every time you choose to bless your enemy, you get a little brighter. Every time you choose to pray for those that despitefully use you, you get a little brighter. Your light shine. We want to see Jesus. Amen? Amen. Say, Lord, thank you for polishing me. So I want to. Listen. There's a book called Lamentations, written by Jeremiah. It's called The Weeping Prophet. He's weeping for the condition of the nation around him. Alright? But the lament, he's sinning and he's lamenting all that. But let me tell you something. If you're lamenting your past, you're stuck. You're stuck. You're not going anywhere. There's none of us can change the past. But you can change how you're living now. And if you change how you're living now, you're going to change your future. But let me tell you something. If you stay lamenting your past, you're going to live it again. And if you didn't like it then, let's do something to change it. It starts with an attitude of gratitude. For wherever you're at right now, God, Lord, it's been a rough journey, but you kept me alive. Thank you that I'm here. Thank you I'm receiving truth. Thank you that you're there. Thank you that you'll help me. Lord, I receive what you have for me. And nobody can do that for you. Here I am, Lord. Thank you for what we have. Lamentation is a waste of time. Total waste of the time you have. Sister, taught on time. Total waste of the time that you have before you. Every moment you spent going, I wish that hadn't happened. I wish that hadn't happened. Listen, in my heart of hearts, I would have rather not lived that wicked, sinful life that I lived. But it's under the blood. Under the blood. In your mind. You have to decide. His blood is enough. And until you come in agreement with the blood, you'll never walk in peace. His blood is enough. His blood is enough. Our sins are cast as far as the east is to the west into a sea of forgetfulness. Everything I didn't do, everything I did do, all of those things, He bought it, paid for it, and provided for me to be cleansed. You know, I'm hearkening now to the picture of the foot washing when Jesus washed the disciples' feet. They were His disciples. And He's going to go wash Peter. You didn't walk in my feet. Pride. You're not touching my feet. We're going to tell God what to do. How prideful is that? For one. Let's just start there. Well, Jesus said, listen, I don't wash your feet. You got no part of me. Wash all of me, Lord. He got it. Good old Peter. He's a good example for a lot of us. Huh? He got it. Wash me all. But here's what Jesus said. My words have made you clean, nevertheless. And Jesus did that as a great example, because here he is as God. And he humbled himself to the lowest place to wash these people's feet. Because they were talking about who's the greatest in the kingdom. And he said the greatest is the least. And so he did a marvelous example of how to do that, how to serve somebody else. And we're told to prefer one another, esteem others higher than ourselves. Okay, so he showed the pattern for that. But I want to present to you that also, he said, my words have made you clean, but nevertheless, let's do this. Why his words, if you're born again, the word says, if Jesus said, if my word abides in you, lives in you, and you live in my word, the Father and I will come live in you. His words had made them clean, nevertheless, but we walk through life. So the picture of this walking life is getting our feet dirty. Who cleans them? Do you got to let him? Do you have to let him? All right. So sometimes stuff's going to splat on you. As ministers, listen to me. I'm just going to tell you. When I get through ministering here, when I minister to people, Father, I give you all of that. Lord, I cleanse myself. Thank you, Lord, cleansing me in the blood of the Lamb.
Yes.
Some of you pray for people. When you get through, give it to Jesus. Ask Him to cleanse you. Because you literally, listen, when you're praying for others, you're getting in the middle of the battle with them. And if they're in the mud, how do you go in the mud, get somebody out without mud trying to splash on you? Everybody that's been in this war here knows things will follow you home.
Yes.
But we're not afraid of things following us home.
Right.
We just take it back. Praise God for the blood. We're not afraid. We have a great God. Amen. You've got to submit to His Lordship. Submit to His cleansing. Submit to His love. And admit, Lord, You paid the price. Why will we reject this grace? There's a guy, he sings in a country western style, but he's a gospel singer, and he's got the grace, and one of the part of the tune says, oh, I don't understand it all, I'll take it anyway. How can you fathom that as messed up as we are, He just gives it? Huh? You'll never earn it, but try it. You know why we behave? Because He's good. And I've got another note. I'm just listen to me. If all you're trying to do is behave because you don't like the circumstances, it's better than not behaving, but you'll never be free. You'll never be free. If you're behaving because His law's written on your heart and you love Him and because He's done everything for you and you're so delighted to be in the family of God and you've got a good, good Father, if that's why, you'll be free. And you'll walk it out. And when you sin, you just go straight to the Father. And you never purpose in your heart to sin. Father, I bless these two ladies in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I bless them. I thank You for them. They came a long way. And Lord, I thank You that everything good they received for You, from You, that the enemy shall take none of it. In Jesus' name. And we thank You for them, Lord. Let Your love, Your blessings, chase them down. And overtake them. And let their latter days be better than their former in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank y'all for coming. We love y'all. Let's talk about love. 1 Corinthians 13:1. I may speak in the languages of humans and angels, but if I don't have love, I'm a loud gong or a clashing cymbal. 2 and 3. I may have the gift to speak what God has revealed, and I may understand all mysteries and have all knowledge. I may even have enough faith to move mountains. But if I don't have love, I am nothing. I may even give away all that I have and give up my body to be burned. But if I don't have love, none of these things will help me. I always tell people, listen, you want to, all right. I tell people to throw away their checklist That one you've been keeping the scorecard, because if you go on down through that whole scripture, it says we're not scorekeepers if you're walking in love. Okay? But there's a time to check ourselves against the Word of God. The Bible says if we judge ourselves, we don't even have to be judged. So your primary measuring stick is 1 Corinthians 13. Look at it. Look how you're treating others. Look how you're treating you. And if it doesn't line up, then in any given area, go to the Lord and say, Lord, I repent. Help me with this. Devil, you don't have a part of it. Each part. Do you keep score? And listen, that scorecard I'm telling you about is the one that you keep the score, because in that unholy judgment we can get in, you're looking at yourself and saying, I'm a worm in the dirt, I'm a trash, I don't do this, and I don't do this, and I don't do that, and I don't do that, blah, 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 blah. Or the opposite is, I'm doing all of this so good. And that one isn't. Why can't they be like me? In one way, shape, or form. And sister said, like the snowflake in the leaf, but why can't they be like you? Is there not you? Every human's unique. Every human. And those ones that do the vilest things got raised by their parents with their ancestors. I don't think this is Jesus on the mainland. So, I sure shut it off. Thank you. So you got to be careful. We judge right and wrong. Absolutely. But if we don't judge righteously, so the failure to judge is one of the great problems we have in the church. Failure to judge. Oh, well, I'm not judging that. Well, listen, if I don't judge it, then I don't judge whether the enemy is destroying you or not. So I won't even pray for you because it's none of my business. Do you hear what I'm saying? You've got to judge right and wrong. You just never judge that right and wrong as if you couldn't be doing the wrong. Because if you were them, raised by their parents, their set of circumstances, with their ancestors, you'd do exactly even what they did to you.
Right.
That's why, listen, so the judgment, the discernment, brother talked about discernment. Listen, when you talk about praying, Paul said, pray for the gifts, and he said, covet the best gift. The best gift's the one needed the moment you're in. The moment you're in. Well, in the moment we're in, one of those best gifts going to be discerning your spirits. Because if not, that the Bible says he deceives the devil deceives the whole world. And the Bible says there's a delusion coming that God is going to send. He's sending it because men don't want the truth. But because they don't want the truth, he is sending this delusion, and it says even the elect will be fooled if possible.
Right.
Say, Lord,
help me to come into you.
In you,
I'll never be fooled.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Fruit of the Spirit. Christians speaking the work of the Holy Spirit, speaking about the operations of the Spirit of God. The Word says, fruit of the Spirit. Listen, the Holy Spirit's not segmented. He's not segmented. He's not fractured. He's one, but within Him are things that He brings. I've heard people talk about the Holy Spirit being pulled from the earth during the tribulation. Well, there's something that has to be wrong with that, because He's the omnipresent God. How does He go away? If God is everywhere, how does He go away? He can't go away. He won't go away. He's God. Men get saved in the tribulation. No man comes to the Father unless he's drawn. No man sees Jesus. If the Lord, if the Holy Ghost has revealed Jesus in your need and convict this world, convicts the world of sin, if he's not here to convict, nobody gets saved. The Holy Spirit causes things to happen in people's lives that bring them more in tune with God's purposes on earth. When the Spirit starts changing someone, it shows as growth, listen to this, in character. Our character to really serve the Lord has to be anchored in the Lord, His ways, His precepts. You can have all the power, all these gifts flowing, and if your character's bad, the enemy is going to use you to bring destruction even to God's kingdom. Character. It brings a change in the way of life that is good, listen, for the people they live among. What are you bringing into your work environment? You're working. What are you bringing to the grocery store? Are you bringing grump? Are you bringing death? Or life? Character in the Lord brings life. We speak death to darkness. We curse the fruits of darkness. We speak life into people. I'm going to tell a story. Life, death's in the power of the tongue. Okay? Proverbs 18:21. Boy, if you don't grab that, I tell people all the time, if your words don't change, your life doesn't change except for it'll get worse. If your words change and you start speaking what God says over situations, life begins to change. So I was at a job. I was an owner in a business, but I had a very good account. And it was a bank equipment business, and they called me in for this bid, and I gave them a bid, and I got called back in for another meeting. And so another company beat me by $300 on an $800 bid, whatever. It wasn't a huge amount, but man, this lady gave me the what for. Anybody ever had the what for? Thank you, Lord. You've given me grace to be able to stand the what for. But she did, and she was very, an abuse of power, honestly, in the way she dealt with me. We're going to grow very deeply and big, and we're going to do all this, and do you want to? I mean, she really got after me. And I listened to her and said, yes, ma'am, and explained why my bid was different than the other. And she said, well, if you don't sharpen your pencil, it might be an end to everything. I said, well, I'll see what I can do. And walked out of there, and the guy that was representing their company, he was so mad. I told him, don't be offended for me. But he was mad. He was mad. I don't can't believe she acted like that. I said, man, don't worry about it. It's all right. I'm okay. It's going to be all right. He quit. But he shouldn't have, but he did. So I left and went to work the next few days, and I found myself going, oh, so-and-so is her name. She's tough. Man, she's a tough one to deal with. And I said that, maybe the third time I said that, the Lord said, is that the way you want it to be? He arrested me.
Yes.
I said, no, sir. I said, so-and-so, I thank you, Lord, and she's awesome. And I have favor with her. I have favor with God and man. And she smiles at me. They love me. They love this business. They love our company. We have faith. Thank you, Father, for your good hand upon our life. I thank you, Lord. For this. And that's what I began to speak. And 2 weeks later, that woman called me into the office. I went to a meeting. There's about 13 people in there with her. She jumps up, hugs my neck, says, welcome. Come on in here. And then she says, we're going to this other state. It's North Carolina. We're going to build 63 banks. Do you want to go with us? Yes, ma'am, I do. They built over 800 banks. I was the salesman. My company, too. Built the company, helped us personally. What would have happened if my mouth hadn't changed? What would have happened without the Holy Ghost? That was a bonus because it's not part of this. But what I believe the desire of the Lord is to see me out of here encouraged and equipped with just a few little keys to walk this thing out. It's a deliverance. Listen, casting demons out is easy. If you're repentant, you mean it. We file a case in the court. We got an advocate with the Father. The judge already favors us. We have been given all authority. We become the sheriff. We run them out of town. In Jesus' name. And they're bound to Jesus. They're bound to His name. There's one. I think if we could see it, it would be amazing to see how those angels just whoop them up and get them out of there. Sometimes they probably just stare at them, and some of them go, I'm going to go to go. And some of them got to be rooted out, and they get punished on the way out the door. But all I know is if the human being who belongs to God is serious with God, the demons have to go. That's the truth. If they're retaining something, if there's an area in their soul they don't let something go, then the demons will stay. If they keep believing a lie. The demons can only stay in the lie.
That's right.
Listen to me. They can only stay in the lie.
Yes.
Where stronghold is. It's a lie. Okay? So if you're fearful, you're not walking in perfect love. You're not believing that God's big enough to protect you. Somewhere you believe. You're discounting your Father's words to you. But you got to come in agreement with God, and the enemy gets destroyed. But then every individual has to walk this thing out. The whole fruit of this message, the meat of this message is about love. Because if your love walks off, you're going to get beat up on a regular basis. If you don't love the Lord and allow His love to flow through you, if you can't receive His love, if you can't receive the love of the Father, you'll never walk out your freedom. You've got to receive His love. And you've got to have His love coming in order for it to go out. So as a person's character is developed, their life is changed. It's good for the people they live among. They start actually being the person of love that God calls us to be. This change in character and way of life breeds the fruit of the Spirit. Like a fruit grown by a people, by a tree, can feed people and wildlife. From ancient times to today, abundant fruit from an orchard is seen as a cause for hope and celebration. Abundant spiritual fruit also breeds hope and is well worth celebrating.
Yes.
Everybody say, Lord,
help me
to be fruitful.
Amen.
So Paul describes the fruit. First one, love.
Yes.
And that love, I'm not going to go into all the Greek words there, but this one is agape. It means unconditional. Man, you may have just cussed me, but I'm going to love you. You may have rejected me, but I'm going to love you. You don't agree with me, but I love you anyway. Boy, especially in marriage, there's a commitment there.
Mm-hmm.
I love you anyway. And I want to say some people are so toxic that you're going to have to love them from afar. Serious. If you've been the toxic one, repent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But there's people that you're not going to be able to mix with on a regular basis. But you still love them by praying for them. Giving them to God. Joy. Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. If you're missing joy, you better start asking for it. The joy of the Lord. It's not manufactured. It's given from Him. It's a result of the Spirit of God. If you're close to Jesus, the Bible says there's joy unspeakable. In His presence is fullness of joy. Peace. Jesus said, "My peace I give unto you, not the peace of the world." Listen, one day they're going to say, and they're saying it already, peace and security. Peace and security. And the Bible says when they say that, sudden destruction. In the world we live in, that kind of peace, there's no peace at all. But the peace beyond all the peace of the Lord, beyond all understanding, comes when you thankfully bring your petitions to the Lord. And the key word of that, listen, you want to ask the Lord for things. If you're not praying for yourself, you need to pray for yourself too.
Yes.
Pray for others. Pray for yourself. Lord, I need you. Right? You're His child. What little child is that afraid to ask their daddy for something? They know their daddy loves them. Won't give them something bad. So sometimes you don't receive because you're asking for something that wouldn't be good for you at the moment. She said it last night. Thankfully, though, if you're grumbling, "Oh God, might be waiting a while." Thankfully, brings peace. You know why? When you're thankful and you bring up your petition to the Lord, you've got confidence that He's good and that He's going to do what's best. And if it's within His will and you see it in His Word, then it's there for you to say, "Lord, according to Your Word, this is mine. So I receive it." And then watch as He does it. Sometimes it's good to take a petition, write it out to the Lord. You could even say, "On this day, at this time, I am writing out this petition and I petition Lord Yahweh, the Most High God, through the Son Jesus Christ, I am petitioning you for the following things." And ask the Lord what He wants you to put on that petition. And write those things down and present that petition. "Father, I petition you a petition these things in Jesus' name. Supplications you're asking, but a petition is even a more legal matter. And so you present that to the Lord and then go put it in a drawer or something and then watch as things start happening. And those things help build your faith. You can look back years later and say, man, I asked the Lord, look what he did here, look what he did here, look how he did that, look how he did that. Huh? Bonus for somebody. Patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. You know that spirit of self-control keep you from running off in fear and panic? Keep you from eating the donuts? Turn away from the anger? Who's the restrainer in those matters? It's the Lord. Say, Lord, I want that fruit to manifest in my life. Holy Spirit, have your way. Jesus' name. Paul follows the list of the fruit of the Spirit by saying, against things there is no law. Against these things, such things, there is no law. He's talking about the fact that the religious authorities in the Hebrew Torah are generally positive towards a life of these characteristics. Listen to me. When you're living in the Lord, when He's in you and you're in Him, His law is on your heart, you're going to follow His law. And Jesus is there, and we have an advocate for the Father. Listen, it's when we sin, He says, if you say you have no sin, you make God a liar. That means you're saying God's lie. But listen, so when we're coming into Jesus who fulfilled the law, we get it. We get His credit. The reason I told Karna earlier, I just in brief conversation, listen, there was a temple in the Old Testament, a tabernacle. And in that tabernacle really shows the pattern for our life. I can't go into the fullness of that right now. But it's the pattern for our life. But listen, once a year they would take a lamb and they would slaughter that lamb for the entire nation. For first the high priest would do one for him, then he'd go in and do it for the nation. Then they would put the sins on the scapegoat, send it off into the wilderness, and that covered the nation and that covered the people. But then if they knew they sinned during the course of that year, they had to bring in a sin offering. A sin offering. Well, the blood had already been shed. But each time they knew they sinned, those the ones that were right with God had to bring them in a sin offering. And although not everybody knew what that sin offering was, they knew they had sinned, but they had to go and kill the pride. James 5:16, confess your faults to one another and you'll be healed. Okay? John, 1 John 1:9, confess your fault to Jesus. And He's just and faithful to forgive you and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. That's your sin offering. So even though you're forgiven, going to heaven, the provision is there. If you sin and you don't repent, you've never brought the offering that washes you from that one. And the enemy has opened door to destroy. That offering is about keeping the devil out and walking in fellowship. And let me tell you something. If you ain't walking in fellowship with God, the devil's in it. He's all around you. He's got an open door. But when you're walking fellowship, agreement, two people the same boat rowing the same direction, then God protects us and keeps us. And I got news for you. He really doesn't want to jump out of your boat.
Yes.
He likes being in the boat with you. These fruit of the Spirit, they're known to be positive characteristics by almost everyone in most era, in most lands. The fruit comes from God because they are the way God is. So whenever God is at work, the fruit or what it is like. If God's there, you're going to see the fruit of the Spirit. As you live in this fruitful way, you're being drawn closer to God and integrated more into God's purposes. And as you grow closer to God, you will think, act, and live more fruitfully. So love. What does the Word of God say? John 14:15. If you love me, keep my commandments. Other ways it's said again is, you love me, you'll keep my commandments. You will keep my commandments. Listen to me. I want to present, you know, in one respect, you could look at that and say the proof that I love God is I'm going to keep His Word. I'm going to keep His commandments. But I'm going to say that if you allow God's love to come into you, See, you'll never be able to keep His commandments unless His love is flowing into you. And if it's, see, I love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and strength. Well, Lord, I don't even know how to love you. Help me love you. Because if not, you're doing it on your own. Do we do it with God or do it by the grace of God? Well, I can't. So if Jesus said, if you love me, you keep my commandments, well, how can I even begin to unless I love you? And Lord, I need your love to be able to love you properly. There's an exchange that has to be made. Else it's just human strength. How many know that fails? How many try to do things in your own strength sometimes? How good does that work? It's a great exchange. John 14:23, Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he'll keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. I quoted that in a different way earlier. Luke 10:27, and answering said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. Listen to me. If you got self-hatred, you'll never love your neighbor the way you should. You'll never flow in the fullness of love of God. Or you might even love your neighbor out of performance and cause them harm and enable them when you should be stepping back and letting God take care of them. Because you're not walking with the Lord, you're enabling. And you're loving them out of performance, and you're loving them because you feel better when you do something good instead of loving them the way God says to love them, which is the way He says to do things. And Jesus said, I do nothing unless the Father shows me first. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I've loved you, that you also love one another. John 13:35, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. I tell people a lot of time that do nothing towards gathering with the saints anywhere. Okay? Now listen, I fully realize that we got a lot of messed up places, a lot of churches that aren't everything they ought to be. Okay? There's a lot of places that don't even be live. They're blind to deliverance, but they love God. They believe in healing. They love the saints. And there's a word that you can receive there and be part of a body, and then you can go get fed somewhere else because, unfortunately, there are not deliverance churches on every corner. But you still need to be part of God's body somewhere. Yeah, and listen, it's perfectly fine to have a gathering of like-minded people that's 5, 6, 7, 8 in your house. But consistently, we've got to be somewhere getting the Word of God in fellowship with the saints. And people say, well, I don't have to be around people to love God. Well, yeah, but He says, if all men will know you, that you're my disciples, if you love one to another. Well, if you won't hang around with God's people, how in the world is anybody else going to know that you love them? Because you've judged them. And listen, the thing that you know now that you don't fall for the trap of judging those blind people because you were blind a month ago.
That's right.
And Lord, listen, we know. I know full well. Listen, what I don't. Listen, there are things I know today I didn't know last week. I'm not more than or less than in value. Jesus paid the price for the ignorant and the learned.
Yes.
So we have to be around each other. Doesn't mean you sit under everybody. That doesn't mean that there are places you don't need to be. But the places you don't need to be because you see gross error, pray for those people, then God will get a hold of them.
Yes.
So they don't damage the kingdom. So that the kingdom moves forward. And I'm going to tell you why I say, listen, here's what we don't do. A lot of things. We don't do Christmas trees in our home. There's a lot of pagan stuff we don't take part of. We don't do Easter egg hunt. When we were going to the specific churches that we were assigned to, they had an Easter egg hunt. We weren't there that Sunday. We don't do those things. But can I tell you that God's in the saving business and there's people get saved at those events because He's in the saving business. So we thank God for that. We want the church to come to a place where a whole lot more can be saved because we're walking in truth. But as long as I'm condemning them and not praying for them, that thing don't change. You know how they said three wise men? Nobody knows how many wise men. And get that from the Bible. But yet, they'll put on a play. They'll show the story. God will tug on the heart. People get saved. Now, would I participate in it? No. Because I can't walk in the light. But I can praise God. Listen, everybody say, Lord, thank you. That you use flawed people to deliver your words to me that became life unto my soul. In Jesus' name. See, and even as this message and the entirety of this message is about love, but see, the Lord is weaving right now. He's weaving things because, see, you're not walking in love if there's unholy judgment. You're not. You're not. You'll never be at peace with unholy judgment in your life. We judge demons guilty. And we pray for those humans that are going to bust hell wide open. And we pray for God's church that's ignorant in places. And you only can thank God for the places you're not ignorant anymore. John 17:26. I have declared unto thy name, them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. So Jesus just said, I have declared that the love, he's telling the Father, the love that you love me with will be in them. Man, that's glorious. Jesus said we are to love one another 5 times in the Gospels. Luke 6:35. Here's where the rubber starts meeting the road. So I always tell people this, listen, the judge of your Christian life, of your walk, is not when we're kumbaya. Everybody's happy. We're all full of joy. We're hallelujah. We love one another. It's all real good. We praise God. I'm not mocking that. But boy, you don't know until somebody opposes you where you really are. That's when the rubber meets the road. Luke 6:35, but love your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great. And you shall be the children of the highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful and the evil. While we were yet sinners, he died for us. Luke 6:27. But I say unto you which hear, love your enemies and do good for them which hate you. Listen, the Lord gave us the beginning. Paul goes on to teach us some more of that. Peter goes on to teach us some more of that. But the foundation for being free was right here. Because, man, let me tell you something. If you go to take something from me and I just let you have it, you didn't. You listen, I didn't lose anything. So there's some places. Now look, there's places. We stand up to the enemy now. And we don't let people overrun us. But we need to listen to the Lord. And there's time. You don't need to win the battle. You win by laying your life down. Do good to them which hate you. Romans 5:5. Hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. Romans 8:28. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to His purpose. Are you loving in the trial? Let love be without dissimulation, which means to disguise or conceal under a false appearance. Abhor that is evil, that is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. If you've dishonored somebody, say, Lord, I repent. For whoever I've dishonored.
In person
or behind their backs. 13:10 Romans. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is fulfilling the law. 2 Corinthians 8:24. Wherefore, show ye to them and before the churches the proof of your love and of our boasting on your behalf. Galatians 5:6, for in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith worketh by love. Galatians 5:13, for brethren, you've been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. Ephesians 1:4, according as He has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. 1:15, Ephesians, wherefore I also, after I heard your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and the love unto all saints. 3:17, Ephesians, Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love. Say, Lord.
Lord,
root me.
Root
Ground me.
Ground me.
In your love.
In your love.
Ephesians 4:2. With all, now this is a new one. With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. So how do we look? So I just want to say loveliness. I mean lowliness and meekness. Now Moses was called the meekest man on the face of the earth by God. Moses said, God said to Moses, he said, well, I tell my prophet, and I'm going to paraphrase this. He said, I speak to the prophets. I speak to them. But Moses I meet with face to face. And I want to present to you that Moses was not weak. But what it showed Moses' humbleness in his care about peoples when Israel was acting up. Well, one time he got mad and got the flesh. But another time, God's going to whack them. And God's telling Moses, I'm going to whack all of them and make a great nation out of you. And Moses falls on his face and, oh, God, take my name out of the book instead. Picture of Jesus dying for us. Ephesians 5:10, walk in love as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Ephesians 5:25, husbands, love your wife even as Christ also loves the church and gave himself for it. And I heard the guy say, if she wants to go to the Nutcracker or ballet or whatever, take her and don't go to sleep. That's don't grumble and don't sleep while you're there. Maybe that's what her soul needs. I'd probably skip the Nutcracker, but it just means dying to yourself. Sometimes it ain't about what you want to eat, it's about what she wants to eat. And anyway, if you're really preferring one another, you kind of sometimes can't hardly make a decision because you go, well, what do you want? Well, no, what do you want? What do you want? Yeah, praise the Lord, and we figured out. The Lord shows where to go. Philippians 1:9, this I pray that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and all judgment. Colossians 2:2, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. Again, you're told in Colossians 3:19, husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. 1 Thessalonians 3:12, the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do towards you. That's the 1 Thessalonians 4:9, but as touching brotherly love, you need not that I write unto you, for you yourselves have taught of God to love one another. 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. I could go on and on with these scriptures and their meat. Oh. 1 John 4:20, if a man say, I love God, and hates his brother, he's a liar. For he that loves not his brother, whom he has seen, how can he love God, whom he has not seen? Some of you walking in fear, it's about the perfect, you're not walking in perfect love. Listen to me. 1 John 4:18, there's no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Because fear has torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love. Now some of that is that you're not loving other people. But some of it, and the root of it, is you're not loving yourself. And loving yourself doesn't mean you like the things that you don't do well. It means that you accept that you're valuable. That no matter what, you are valuable. That the Jesus, the Lord, the Messiah paid the price because you are valuable. And that He cares. And He's doing a good work. And because He has called you valuable, you're not going to disagree with Him. And therefore trample on His blood. Honestly. And make your own opinion of yourself an idol. Because if you hate you, you hate what He loves. And you're totally contrary. And some of that's been imparted to you. It's been ingrained in you. It's what your parents did things wrong. We're forgiven. We're forgiven, right? We've been forgiven all weekend. We're not majoring on that. We're letting them go. But you've got to decide that you're going to love you. And some of you need to put a sticky note on the mirror. And every morning when you get up, you need to say, I love you, and put your name on it. Because God made you and He loves you and I receive you. Simple. That's simple. Some of you might need to call God Abba or Daddy. Daddy Yahweh. Because you didn't have a daddy. And all you know is a man that was not very kind. Or a man that ignored you. Or a man that abused you. Or a man that was never there. But your daddy will never abuse you, and he'll never forsake you, and he'll never abandon you. But because you don't know him as that, your very words that call him an intimate name describing a good father are the door that'll open to let him come in. Because he wants to. So you may need to change what you call him for a season. Love God, 49 verses that I can find. Love the brethren 7 times. Love one another, 9 verses. Things always established by 2 or 3 witnesses. Love suffers long in its kind. It does not envy. It does not parade itself. It does not get puffed up. It does not behave rudely. It doesn't respond to the guy that's ugly to you on the road when he cuts you off. It prays for him so he doesn't hurt himself and somebody else. And ask you to bless him and give him peace. That's what it asks the Lord to bless him and give him peace. It's not provoked. It does not think evil nor rejoice in sin. It rejoices in truth. It bears all things. It believes all things. That doesn't mean you believe every wind and doctrine. It means you believe God is able in every situation.
That's right.
It bears things that the world would call unbearable because you have the Lord with you. And you know His love is greater. It hopes in all things. It endures all things. Callie and I were driving down the road one time. And we were listening to a radio program, and we'd gotten in a little season where we were kind of just making fun jabs at each other.
Sarcastic
little jabs. And we listen to this radio program, and it's a love doesn't provoke. And in this it says it's not provoked, but it says love doesn't provoke. And we got out of the car to get gas and looked at each other, and we were in 2 different vehicles. Didn't even know we were listening to the same thing, and said, "I'm sorry." We knew. It's unselfish, benevolent concern for another, brotherly concern, the object of brotherly concern or affection. The self-denying, self-sacrificing, Christ-like love, which is the foundation of all the other graces. If you were rejected, you may have a hard time receiving love. You may not pull the walls down. You may have built up walls yourself because you don't want to love because it hurts to love and you'll never want to be hurt again. But you'll never prosper if you don't love. And perfect love is so strong that you're willing to risk being hurt because you know that the one that brings the perfect love will heal you. And I can just say this to you. When it's really, really accepted the perfection of God's love and you're letting it pour in, it doesn't matter what they do to you. You're not, and your world is not going to be shaken by another human being, even though you're willing to love them unconditionally because your daddy does not reject you. And you are loved by the Creator of the universe. You're loved for the one that's by the one that paid the full price. And that's your identity. And you don't let humans destroy your thought life. Matter of fact, you fight for them. In Jesus' name, and you bless them. So we've got to confess, repent, renounce. So I'm just going to take you briefly through this. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus,
I confess
that I've torn down the brethren.
I repent
for not walking in perfect love.
I confess
I've not endured trials in your love, but have complained and hurt others. I confess that I've thought evil of others and spoke it out of my mouth. I confess I've walked in unforgiveness, walked in rejection, rejected others, and been a stumbling block. I confess I failed to regard others as more important than myself, that I have returned evil for evil. I confess that I haven't prayed for my enemies, those that have despitefully used me. I haven't blessed them in word or in deed. I now repent for these sins and every other sin, both personally and generationally, that would hinder me from walking in the fullness of your love. I forgive all those that I've charged. I forgive myself. I receive your cleansing blood. I renounce all unloving works in the name of Jesus. Everyone mentioned.
Everyone
not mentioned.
Everyone not.
I break every curse.
Both
generational, self-generated, that's been imposed on me by others, that would hinder the walk of love I'm called to. In Jesus' name. I now bind strong man signed against me. I bind the gatekeepers, internal strong men, external strong men, chief rulers, princes, chief princes, in Jesus' name. I command the nobles to attach to the princes. And I bind all of them together. I bind the shields, hidden works of darkness. I bind and gag and blindfold all demonic scatters, spies, sentries, messengers, in Jesus' name. I bind all demonic horsemen, birds, witchcraft spirits, sin against me. In Jesus' name, I break up all demonic confederacies, sin against my life. In Jesus' name, I break every assignment, sin against my life. By Baal, Jezebel, Leviathan, Python, Queen of Heaven, Queen of the Coast, any other fallen angel, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Yahweh, for the holy angels sitting in the heavenly, here on the ground, to do battle on my behalf. I command the iron fetters broke, brass doors knocked down, chains broken. I command the demons assigned to these curses, all the squatters to leave in Jesus' name. I command demonic waters to be dried up. I declare rivers of living water, flush out rivers of death and marine spirits have to go in Jesus' name. I declare that as these demons are called out, they have to go in Jesus' name. I submit to Yahweh, to Yeshua, in Jesus' name. And the devil and the demons must flee. I resist them. I humble myself before God, and I receive His grace. I'm going to eat the children's bread. Take a deep breath. Go, 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 go. Get out. Unloving, unwanted, rejected, self-rejection, self-hatred. Get out in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Spirits of devalue, spirits of demean. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. You've done too much. Go, go, go. You don't know what they did. Go, go, go. Get out of God's people. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Unlovable, rejection, abandonment, ashamed of physical appearance, blocked intimacy, caring too much what others think, comparing yourself with others, don't feel love, fearful to witness, feel inadequate. Get out, get out, get out, get out. Inadequacy. Go, go, go. You feel like God can't use you. Go, 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 go. Feel that no good feeling. I break your power in the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. You feel like you're the last one God would use. If you're just sitting there, nothing's happening. You got to engage in this thing. You got to engage. Never assume you're free. Never assume you're free. If you're not breathing, nothing's happening. And as a matter of fact, quite oftentimes people just lock up. So don't lock up in the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. Victim spirits, get out. Not wanted. Feeling not wanted. Feelings of intimidation, go. Feeling that others are unfair to you. Feeling that others are persecuting you. Go, 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 go. Get out in the name of Jesus. Feeling that others are rejecting you. The inability to express love and affection. Can't love. Won't love. I break your power. Inferiority. Isolation. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. Spirit that causes you to be taken advantage of because you don't feel loved, and you're going to let anybody do anything because you don't feel like you're loved. I break that too. In Jesus' name, man pleaser, woman pleaser, loneliness, martyr complex, mistrust, go. Not feeling acceptable, not acceptable, not accepted, not feeling like you belong, not wanted, perceived rejection, that that seeks approval of men, go, 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 go. Self-accusation, get out. Set the go, go, go. Self-condemnation, self-hate, withdrawal. I break your power. Unforgivable in the name of Jesus. I've gone too far. I break that lie in the name of Jesus. I break that lie in the name of Jesus. Go. Perversion of the mind. That makes the straight path crooked. I break your power In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. Now deaf and dumb. Dumb and deaf. Get out. Deaf and dumb spirits. Get out in Jesus' name. That from accident, from not being loved, where your soul's been shattered, and it causes you to keep getting harmed with broken bones, with battered and bruised. In the name of Jesus, I break the power of that. In the name of Jesus, accident. Accident and injury. Accident by burning. Death and destruction. Accident. Fear of drowning. In the name of Jesus. Blindness. Convulsions. Crying. Deafness. Destruction. Dumbness. Ear problems. Go. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Emotionless. Numb. Stoicism. I break your power. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. False burden. False compassion. False guilt. False responsibility. In the name of Jesus. You're saved and you can't grab a hold of it that you are. I break that. Doubting your salvation when you're saved. I break that. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Performance. Get out. Rebellion. Get out. That speaks evil of authorities. I break your power. Fear of authority. I break your power. Fear of authority. I break your power. Dishonors authority, I break your power. Unsubmissive, I break your power. In the name of Jesus, won't submit one to another. Won't submit to God's authority. Won't submit in the home. Won't submit at work. Won't submit anywhere. Because nobody's going to tell me what to do. In the name of Jesus, I break that. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Criticize those in authority. Critical spirit, in the name of Jesus. Disobedient to parents. Dishonoring parents. Factious. Fighting. Independent. I'm independent. If it's going to get done, I'm going to do it. In the name of Jesus. Break that. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Insubordination. In the name of Jesus. Can't reverence the husband. Go, 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 go. Can't honor the wife. Go, 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 go. Obstinacy. Pouting. Quarreling. Stubbornness. Undermining. All of you come out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Amen. Now say, everyone who will say, any spirit?
Any spirit.
That remains?
That remains.
Jesus wants out now?
Jesus wants out now.
It's ordained for it to come out now. I agree.
I agree.
They have to come out.
They have to come out.
Any and all of them.
In
Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Even the stubborn ones, come out now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Holy One of Israel. Jesus of Nazareth. You can't stay. Let God's people go in Jesus' name. And we give you the glory and we give you the honor, Lord, and the praise. And my, yes. You know, we cleaned out a lot. Been a lot going on. But had some wonderful ministry all throughout this camp. And now we're going to ask the Lord, listen, even if you've been going through deliverance, this is a new season. This is a new day.
Yes.
Today's a new day.
Yes.
What month are we going into? Tibet?
Tibet.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. I just thank you, Lord, for continued purging in your people. In Jesus' name. But when you purge something out, you put something good in it. In Jesus' name. When something's flushed, the old goes. And there's clear water. So we thank you for that, Lord. God's going to take you through a prayer for new beginning. Okay? And then power for new beginning. And so she'll speak if you'll repeat after her.
What you've seen here this weekend with all of us ministers here is that this is how we live our life. This is a lifestyle. This isn't just something we come and do at conference time. And I would encourage you to do this daily. We repent. We forgive. We break off. We cast out. And we declare. So we make declarations over our life. And so this is life-changing. Anyone that knows me or has ever been around me much knows that I'm kind of like the word police. I believe life and death is in the power of our tongues. So if you're around me and I hear you say something that's, a lot of people say, oh, my back is, I'm like, no, it's not. It may hurt and we can pray over that. But I believe in those words, they're powerful. So we're going to do some declarations. So if y'all would just repeat after me. Let God arise in His anger.
Let God arise in His anger.
and fight my war for me. In Jesus' name. I neutralize all problems originating from the mistake of my parents. In the name of Jesus. Lord, bring honey out of the rock for me. In Jesus' name. I neutralize all problems originating from my past mistakes. Lord, open all the good doors of my life that the household wickedness has shut. Let all anti-breakthrough designs against my life be shattered to irreparable pieces. I paralyze all satanic antagonism against my destiny right from the womb. In Jesus' name. I trample upon every enemy of my advancement, and I unseat all evil powers sitting on my promotion. In Jesus' name.
Oh Lord,
enlarge my coast beyond my wildest dreams.
I claim back
all my goods presently residing in the rock of hands.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh Lord, uproot my life. The evil things that are against my advancement. Plant into my life good things that will advance my cause. In the name of Jesus. Let every spiritual weakness in my life
receive permanent termination.
Let every financial failure in my life
receive permanent termination.
Let every sickness fashioned to pull my advancement down
receive permanent termination.
In Jesus' name. Let every architect of problems
against my advancement
receive permanent termination. I refuse to reap any satanic harvest in any area of my life. In Jesus' name. I paralyze all spiritual wolves working against my life. In Jesus' name. Whatever hinders me from greatness, begin to give away now. In Jesus' name. Every imprisoned and buried potential, come forth now. I command all unfriendly helpers in any and every area of my life to depart now. In Jesus' name. I render null and void the effect of any interaction with satanic agents moving around men or women. I bind every strong man
having
my goods
in his possession.
In Jesus' name.
I break the curse
of automatic failure
working
in any department of my life. In Jesus' name. Let the anointing to excel and prosper fall mightily on me. In every department of my life.
Let every
anti-progress altar
fashioned against me
be destroyed with the fire of God. In Jesus' name. I withdraw my benefits
from
the hands of the oppressor. In Jesus' name. Let every power chasing blessings away from me
be paralyzed.
Jesus' name. Let the enemy begin to vomit every good thing he's eaten up in my life. Oh Lord, give me the power to overcome every obstacle to my breakthrough in Jesus' name. I break all curses of leaking blessings in Jesus' name. I clear my goods from the warehouse of the strong man in Jesus' name. I frustrate and disappoint every instrument of the enemy fashioned against my blessing. I take authority over every satanic attack on my advancement in Jesus' name. Let every opposition to my breakthrough crash into pieces in Jesus' name. I render all evil attacks against my advancement impotent in Jesus' name. I stand against every faith destroyer in my life in Jesus' name. I bulldoze my way into breakthrough. In Jesus' name. Thank you, God, for answering prayers. Oh, Lord, plant good things in my life. Uproot evil things from my life. I cancel every conscious negative agreement in Jesus' name. Lord,
Make me
your battle axe
in
Jesus'
name.
Let every spiritual weakness
in my life
receive termination now in Jesus' name. Let every financial failure receive termination now. Let every sickness in my life receive termination in Jesus' name. Let every architect of problems in my life receive termination now. I'm paralyzed
by
all the spiritual wolves working against my life. Let that which hinders me from greatness be gone in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let every imprisoned and buried potential come forth now. This has repeated itself, some of it. That's all right. I command my destiny to change to the best in Jesus'
name.
Let my hands become a sword of fire to cut down every demonic tree in the name of Jesus. All boasting powers delegated against me be silenced permanently. I withdraw all my benefits from the hands of the oppressor. Let all unprofitable marks in my life be erased.
Let the anointing
for spiritual breakthroughs
fall upon us
in Jesus' name.
Lord,
give me
a divine prescription
to all my problems
in Jesus'
name.
Let all spiritual holes in my life
be closed
with the blood of Jesus. Lord,
help me locate
any defect in the clay
in my life
in Jesus' name.
Lord,
let me be at the right place
at the right time
in Jesus'
name.
I disarm every household enemy today.
Let my enemies
pitch their tents
against one another
in Jesus'
name.
I frustrate
and disappoint
every instrument
of the enemy
fashioned against me
in Jesus'
name.
I seal my victory blood of Jesus.
With the blood of Jesus.
And I thank you, Lord.
And I thank you, Lord.
For answering our prayer.
For answering our prayer.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. If you believe God did all that. Listen, Brother Kern, he quoted that a number of times. Job, in the book of Job, it says, what you decree will come to pass.
Yes.
That's what he said. That's what God says.
Yes.
So expect these things to come to pass.
Yes.
Amen? Amen?
Yes.
Expect these things. Say, Lord, I believe.
Lord, I believe.
I receive.
I receive.
When you spoke those words,
Jesus.
Or when I spoke those words, they were filed in the court in agreement with what your word says.
I receive
my benefits from you, Lord. Your promises are yes and amen. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
We pray over us and we'll be dismissed. Lord, you're good.
Yes.
Your mercy endures forever.
Yes.
There's no way to fully describe you. Well, I could give every superlative that is known to man and it wouldn't be enough. But you're holy, you're righteous, you're pure, you're mighty, you're holy, you're loving, you're kind, you're a man of war. Fight for us.
Yes.
You're not against us. Pay the great price, Jesus. We shall not neglect this great salvation you've given us. Father, you've done great things. And Lord, I know you'll continue to do great things. And so we invite you to do great things. And I invite you that as each, Lord, and I agree, as each petition in the days and times to come, as each supplication to you in the days and times to come, and every decree in the days and times to come by everyone here and everyone that will ever hear this word, that Father, in the name of Jesus, every righteous one that's lifted up, I agree with now in the name of Jesus. Everyone you ordain, Lord, and every word that's spoken that is ordained by you, that is a righteous appeal, a righteous decree, I agree with them, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And I thank you, Lord, that our words go on and go on. I thank you for even answering the prayers of ancestors that lifted up righteous prayers for these descendants in this room today. And so, Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus for your goodness and mercy. As the Word says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. I bless your people. And Father, thank you. You bless them as they travel, that they're blessed going and coming. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.